Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Coors Light. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Texans coaching search doesn't mean a damn thing. I'm intrigued by it. I hope they hire a better coach than David Culley. But if we're looking at this following the aftermath of the best weekend of football that I've ever seen and that you've ever seen, and you're looking at it from the perspective of the Texans were there 2 years ago, and I would realistically like to see them participating, this coaching search doesn't mean jack.
Yeah.
Thanks to Jack.
I get where you're coming from. Explain yourself.
Or Deshaun. I mean, whoever you want to blame, we can argue about the who or the why all day. But once we come to the what, and we realize Deshaun Watson ain't playing for the Houston Texans again, regardless of who or why, y'all can argue that, but we can come to this consensus. He's not playing here. So let's crush that possibility.
Right.
This coaching search, as the Texans sit right now, and as the Texans sit heading into the 2022 season, it doesn't mean a lot. And allow me to lay out four examples as to why that is. Game one, Tennessee versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Tennessee did everything perfect. They hired the right coach. They drafted Jeffrey Simmons when he fell into their lap. Their defense sacked Cincinnati 9 times, but it wasn't enough because they didn't have the quarterback.
Right.
On the other hand, the Cincinnati Bengals, they got Joey Burrow. Joey Burrow's the truth, and now they're in the AFC Championship game. Do you think that Davis Mills is closer to Joey Burrow, or do you think that he's closer to Ryan Tannehill?
I don't know anybody who would think that he's not closer to Ryan Tannehill.
Exactly, and that was not enough, and it was a big process to even get to that point. There's no Joey Burrow in the upcoming draft. You're rolling with Davis Mills. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a process there. Example two, San Francisco versus the Green Bay Packers. Let's look at this from the San Francisco point of view. San Francisco has perfect coach in Kyle Shanahan, who did everything right. He minimized the limitations and he maximized the assets. And the San Francisco 49ers,
great defense,
for the second time, because of great defense, because of great special teams, they're in the conference championship game for the first time since 2019. Let's assume that the Texans hire the next Kyle Shanahan. Let's say Kevin O'Connell comes in here and he's Kyle Shanahan.
He's that guy.
At their peak with Jim Harbaugh, the last time the San Francisco 49ers before Shanahan were in the conference championship, the 5 years after that, they won 28 games in 5 years. Mm-hmm. 8-8 in Harbaugh's final year. 5 wins with Jim Tomsula. 3 wins with Chip Kelly. Then 6-4 with Kyle Shanahan. So even if you hire the perfect coach, it's going to take time, because I think Davis Mills in a perfect world is in the same conversation, same caliber as Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's in a perfect world.
In a perfect world right now, you can't project him to be anything but maybe a poor man's Jimmy Garoppolo.
And even with that said, San Francisco, despite that, they told you that Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't enough. They traded 3 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick for Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Example three, the Los Angeles Rams. They're able to overcome going all in for guys because Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien weren't overseeing it, and they had Sean McVay, who's able to trade draft picks and recover. But they traded for Matthew Stafford. Davis Mills ain't Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford has 43 game-winning drives since 2009. That's the most of any. And I said any quarterback.
How about Brady?
It's more than him.
How about Rodgers?
More than him.
Okay, I get your point.
More than anybody. Matthew Stafford ain't walking through that door. Mm-hmm. And Sean McVay, unless you're going to hire a Sean McVay, that ain't going to happen. Example four. Just two badass quarterbacks, probably the two best in the game, doing what they do. Davis Mills ain't that. You're not getting that this year. The easiest path towards what we saw yesterday for the Houston Texans, the most realistic path, It's not based on who they hire as head coach. Because even if they hire Sean McVay, it took a while for him to get to this point, and they still had to make some trades to bring in Matthew Stafford, although Goff did get there. Kyle Shanahan, it was a five-year process to build what he built, and he doesn't even think that's enough to get there. So the easiest path is potentially finding a quarterback in the next couple of drafts. Not this one, because it's not going to happen. And that's why I say, in the big scheme of things, Texans coaching search isn't jack. It's very low on the list of things that need to go right in order for the Texans to get on the stage that we saw Saturday night and Sunday night.
That game last night was the absolute zenith for the weekend. And you can easily argue that not only could the Texans have been in that game, but they should have been in that game. With the right management, we know what that is. The right head coach, we know what that was twice, and we don't know what it's going to be. With the right supporting cast, with the right commitment, because they had the one piece. They had, not only could they have been there, they probably should have been there. And to illustrate it, Deshaun Watson beat Josh Allen two years ago, almost to the day.
Heroic performance.
Deshaun Watson had his team up 24-0 on Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City after beating him that same year. So you had the ingredient. Everything else around it was a mess.
The quarterback can be the lipstick on the pig, and Deshaun Watson was the lipstick on the pig.
Yeah.
Of what Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien were doing.
And now you won't have the quarterback.
Exactly. So Ryan Tannehill can ruin a perfect effort. Joey Burrow can overcome getting sacked 9 times because he's that great. Mm-hmm. Matthew Stafford, while his teammates are trying to give the game away, he can lead the game-winning field goal and figure that out. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, they can correct any coaching mistake possible. And Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan, they can overcome a lot of things because Kyle Shanahan is that good, but even then they try to get something else. Jack Easterby is one of the worst NFL front office guys ever.
Yes.
His 2-year resume, just based on performance, is terrible. But I think he was banking, and I think King Bill was banking, on riding Deshaun Watson. We're going to ride this. There's a reason the last time we heard Jack Easterby speak, it was when he decided he wanted to be the first voice at the Deshaun Watson press conference. Mm-hmm. Faith family football. This was a great contract. This is about two families coming together, and this is about this. His original vision was, I'm going to ride Deshaun Watson, and I'm going to allow Deshaun Watson to mask any growing pains I have, any incompetence I show. That was the original plan.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, that's the best plan you can have if you want to be on the spotlight like these 8 teams were this weekend. Only problem is Deshaun Watson don't want to be here. So you can go out there, you can hire the right coach. Until you find another Deshaun Watson, I know Jack Easterby likes to say it all matters. This coaching search don't matter nearly as much as the quarterback who told you 10 months ago he wanted nothing to do with your ass.
And I can tell you, illustrate that with the coaches we saw this weekend. Great coaches. Better coaches than the Texans are probably going to hire all evidence would say you're not going to hire an Andy Reid. He wasn't this. He was great, but he wasn't this until he had Patrick Mahomes. Kyle Shanahan. I mean, we talk about that. He's still struggling with that. What was Sean McVay? Well, I mean, he got there and he made the most of it. But until he had Matt Stafford, you didn't see this type of performance, this type of level of play. And Bruce Arians, great coach. No one ever said he wasn't a great coach. Couldn't get there. Until when?
Tom Brady.
Until he got a quarterback.
Here we go.
That's what it is.
Coaching search continues. We'll give you the latest on that. Someone's getting a second interview. Someone doesn't have an interview at all. And we'll try to look ahead. It was great last weekend or this past weekend. Could it get even better? And what would be the most significant thing that could happen in the conference championships? Putting a bow on the show on Reaction Monday next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.